Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line is Patrick Soyka, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source for all things rewards programs. Today is Monday, June 26, 2017, and this is episode number 32 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever rewards program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward point deals and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. Well, Patrick, with less than a week before Canada Day, which for many in this country marks the official start of summer, we start things off by highlighting a few Canada Day 150 celebration themed offers. And the first is a chance to earn 1,500 bonus Hilton Honors points, plus bonus airline miles per night for stays in Canada. So why don't you tell us the details of this offer?
Oh yeah, so this is a very lucrative offer that Hilton came out with just a couple of weeks ago for four stays at their hotels across Canada. As you may or may not know, Hilton is one of those where you can earn points and miles for every stay you have. You just have to go into your Honors account and set it to earn points and miles. And so if you want to take advantage of this offer, if you have Hilton stays coming up over the summer, definitely set your account to points and miles, and then you'll go in and register for this offer and then make all your bookings. So 1,500 bonus points per night. It's not a per stay offer, and bonus air miles or airline miles per night as well. And it varies depending on the program you use. If you do use air miles, it's 50 bonus air miles per night. Aeroplan, Delta, Alaska, United, and several others, it's 500 extra miles per night. And then there's 1,000 kilometers per night for the Latin American airlines of Aeromexico and LATAM Airlines. So you have a lot of options to choose there. When you go into your Hilton Honors account, set which program you want to earn to, and then once you register this, you'll earn these bonuses for your stays here in Canada. And the beauty of this offer is that you can stack it on top of their current system-wide offer of offering double points per stay, or if you're a Hilton Honors Diamond member, you will earn triple points per stay. So by stacking these offers, you can see you can rack up lots of points and miles for your Hilton stays here in Canada. Just make sure that you register for them all. Set your earning to points and miles. You know, if you're earning an Aeroplan, choose Aeroplan. Other airline programs, do that. Pick the program of your choice, pick points and miles, register for all these offers, and you're set to earn a lot of points, whether it's within Canada or beyond too, just with the double and triple points. So lots of ways to earn extra honors points, and you should be doing that right now for all your Hilton stays.
Definitely a worthy tip. And so another offer worth highlighting is an opportunity to earn 1,000 bonus Aeroplan miles for Best Western stays this summer. Now, we've already flagged the current Best Western promotion that earns you a $20 Best Western gift certificate. But as you stated on the blog, if you don't frequent the Best Western enough, the gift card doesn't really mean much. So this new promotion allows you to credit your stay to Aeroplan. Why don't you tell us the details on this one, Patrick?
Yeah, so this offer is really good for those who do not stay at Best Westerns very often. This is their maybe one or two stays at most. We have discussed on the podcast and on the blog the current Best Western rewards offer of up to a $20 Best Western travel gift card per night that you stay at Best Western hotels. So that's pretty lucrative. But what happens if you only stay once at a Best Western, even if it's like two or three nights, but don't plan on staying in the future because those gift cards have a set expiry date? So then what you want to do is look at other opportunities to earn, and that's where this Aeroplan offer comes in. If you set your Best Western rewards preference to earning Aeroplan miles, well, you can earn 1,000 bonus Aeroplan miles on all your Best Western stays. And that really boosts your Aeroplan balance.
makes it worthwhile. You're not going to get stuck with a gift card that you may never use. You're going to get miles that you're going to use for something in the future. So yeah, so right now, whether you're staying within Canada, of course, a lot of Best Western hotels in Canada, you could be doing that one-off road trip and you're in some small town where the only hotel or decent hotel choice is a Best Western. Make sure you register for this offer beforehand, and then when you stay at the hotel, you'll get your bonus Aeroplan miles, and that's all she wrote. That's all you have to worry about. Just do it once, your registration, whether you book online afterwards or, like I said, walk up to the hotel and book your stay right there if you're on a road trip or something like that, you're set to earn these 1,000 bonus Aeroplan miles on your Best Western stays.
And again, just to remind everyone, register for the offer in advance. This is something that you've been saying time and time again. It's worth repeating. All right, well, it's been a while since we flagged an Air Miles offer, but this one's definitely worth considering. It's in an effort to promote its new Air Miles travel hub, the loyalty program is offering up to 500 bonus Air Miles when you spend $300 or more on hotel stays. So first, tell us a bit about the Air Miles travel hub for those that aren't familiar with it, and then sort of touch on the pros and cons of using the service.
Yeah, so the Travel Hub is really a white label of the PointsHound booking engine. We've talked about PointsHound a lot on the website before, and basically what it is, it's a third-party booking site where you earn miles for booking hotels. In some cases, it can be, again, lucrative to earn extra miles on a lot of hotel stays. In this case, what we really recommend it for is kind of those non-chain hotels. So if you're not staying at a IHG, a Best Western, a Marriott, those type things, you want to look at perhaps booking via one of these portals, in this case, the Air Miles Travel Hub, because if you're booking $300 or more of a hotel stay, they're going to give you 500 bonus Air Miles, which is worth up to $75 in our kind of valuations. So that's a pretty healthy return. But we do have some caveats about booking via these third-party sites. You want to kind of do your due diligence and see if the price you're getting is competitive with other potential booking sites. So, go to your Trivago and see what other sites are offering in terms of pricing for those hotel stays. And if it's very close, you may want to go through the Air Miles Hub so you get those bonus miles that you can use towards whatever future redemptions or for your cash rewards balance. 500 miles on the cash rewards balance is pretty decent too. That's it's not that $75 that we say, but you're going to get $40 or more potentially that you can use towards purchases at like Sobeys, Safeway, Rona, Shell, those type of things. So another good offer to take advantage of, whether you're traveling across Canada or for stays outside of Canada.
Let's move over to Movers and Shakers. And I guess our friends at Aeroplan finally broke their silence and reached out to us recently. While they didn't reveal their future plans to replace Air Canada as an airline partner, they did highlight that their Star Alliance partner locator is now available online. So this ultimately eliminates the need to call the contact center to select seats on the Star carriers. Why don't you tell us a little bit why you think this is a big deal?
Well, this is a good step for Aeroplan members. Prior to this, when you booked an Aeroplan award ticket on a Star Alliance partner, a lot of times you get issued almost two partner locators, one via Aeroplan/Air Canada, but then they actually create another one with the actual airline that you're booking with, whether it's Lufthansa, South African, Swiss, you name it. And to actually go and select seats with those airlines for those flights on their websites or change seats, make modifications, you would have to call Aeroplan and get that partner locator from that particular airline by calling in, giving all your details. But now you can do it on the Aeroplan site. Basically, you log into your site, you look at your reward bookings, pull up your reward booking that's on one of these Star Alliance airlines, pick seat selection, and you will get your booking reference directly with those airlines. And they even, I think, provide links. You can click the link right to that airline and put in that reference number, and you can go ahead and select your seats directly for those flights. So it just takes away that step of having to call in Aeroplan, waiting on hold. A lot of people say they have to wait on hold for a long time. So it just makes things a lot easier. And it definitely adds a little bit of value to the program for your reward bookings. And I think we'll see that continue with whatever partners Aeroplan adds in 2020.
Good stuff. All right. Well, here's another idea in terms of improving the overall customer experience. The folks at SkyTeam have announced a new airport lounge, and I guess this one we're talking about is in Vancouver. It's a new business class lounge, and I thought maybe you could tell us a little bit more about both SkyTeam, for those that aren't familiar with what they're up to, but also why you believe lounges continue to be viewed as one of the top perks of any loyalty program.
Oh, yeah. So for those of you unaware, SkyTeam Alliance is an alliance of a whole bunch of airlines that are similar to Star Alliance. You know, most people are familiar with Star Alliance because of Air Canada and United and their partners. SkyTeam is actually the second largest alliance in Canada in terms of airports that they serve, thanks to airlines like Delta, Air France, KLM, Korean Air, and the list goes on. And nine of those airlines actually fly to Vancouver. So it kind of made sense for SkyTeam to open their first lounge in North America in Vancouver. So that what the SkyTeam lounge is, it's a lounge strictly for SkyTeam Elite members or people flying business or first class on SkyTeam Airlines. They already have six other lounges around the world in places like Beijing, Hong Kong, London and Sydney, and a few more places. And they call them their high-value customers. So that's the same thing here. By having nearly half of the alliance flying to Vancouver, it kind of made sense for them to open their first North American lounge in Vancouver. You get a lot of connecting traffic. Delta flies a lot to Vancouver, and they're bringing U.S. travelers via Vancouver to those Asian flights that fly out of there. So it just makes sense for them to have that lounge there. And then we always say lounges are a great place to relax, to get away from the hustle and bustle of the main airport. A lot of times you have, the drinks, you have the food that you can take advantage of, Wi-Fi, although most Canadian airports have free Wi-Fi nowadays, but it's just that kind of escape from the main hustle and bustle of the airport. So this is great news, and it's supposed to open later this year. So really good for all the Elite Plus members of a SkyTeam airport airline to use this lounge.
Yeah, and certainly for those listeners that do check out this lounge, let us know what you think of it. We'd love to share your thoughts on lounges in general and as a key perk for any program. All right, well, let's move on to tips of the week, and you want to highlight the results of a study you conducted looking at the rate of return on a fixed return travel card versus a reward chart travel card. So what you've done is you've stacked up the RBC Visa Infinite Avion card against the Capital One Aspire Travel World Elite MasterCard. What did you find, Patrick?
Yeah, so the results, I mean, to me personally, weren't very surprising because we've known this for quite a while. But I think for a lot of people who've held a card like the Avion card, the results have been surprising to them. And I think it's shifting the way people think about that card or any cards that have a reward chart system. So the first thing I'll say, this really looks at redeeming for economy class tickets, because then you can bring in programs like Aeroplan, Air Miles, anything that has a reward chart system, and compare it against these kind of fixed return travel cards, and you'll see that the fixed return travel cards can provide a great consistent value when you redeem for economy class tickets. So we picked two of the most popular ones, which is Capital One Aspire and of course the Avion card, well known, highly advertised in Canada, as RBC calls it, their hero card, kind of a hero card in Canada. And so we really wanted to look at what are the true returns you're getting on these cards. And so the Capital One Aspire, which is similar to like your BMO Rewards World Elite card, your MBNA Rewards World Elite, straight 2% back. So that's easy to compare. You know you're getting 2% back no matter what you redeem for in terms of travel. Doesn't matter where you're flying to, who you're flying with, what hotel you're staying at, you get 2% back. But the reward chart system that RBC and others employ, you know, you have to use a set number of points to redeem for a ticket. So for example, we looked at short haul. You need 15,000 points for a short haul ticket, up to a maximum of $350 before taxes and fees. So there's a small window between $300 and $400 where you're going to get a 2% or higher return on that Avion card before taxes and fees. Again, I keep saying that because we're going to go into it more as to why that really matters. But everywhere else, you're going to get below a 2% return. So it really fluctuates based on the value of a ticket. And you're going to see the same thing with your CIBC Aventura and your frequent flyer programs when redeeming for economy class ticket, because you have a set amount of points you have to use regardless of what the ticket costs. Granted, with somebody like Aeroplan, if you have a $500 short-haul ticket, like something between a small town in Northern Ontario and Toronto, you're going to get really good value on that redemption as long as you can find that ticket. But then, of course, you start throwing in all the things that asterisk should say, that, you know, there's only so many seats, you may not find availability, you may have to connect, all these different things. You're subject to the terms and conditions of all those programs. So what we're showing here is that it's with these fixed rate travel rewards cards, it's just a lot more flexible. And then when you start bringing in tax and fees, things start changing. In that, with the RBC Avion, because you cannot cover taxes and fees in that flat rate, say that $15,000 for a short haul or $35,000 for a long haul in North America, you have to pay them either with cash on top of that, or you redeem points at 100 points per dollar for those taxes and fees. So we brought that 100 points per dollar into the equation and looked at your rate of return, and we could not get any RBC redemption to get over 2%. In fact, I think the closest was on a long haul redemption to Australia, where it got to maybe around 1.8, 1.9. So it's bringing your value down of those actual points. Whereas on that Capital One card, or you throw in the BMO or MBNA rewards, it's that straight 2%. You're getting a better return. And then you take into account things like, with the RBC, you have to have the full amount of points, whereas the Capital One, you don't. You can do a partial redemption. So we've said this many times. You have a $500 ticket, you can redeem $300 worth of points against that ticket. You can redeem points after the fact with a lot of these fixed return travel cards, whereas the Avion, you have to have your points up front. So what we're showing with this case study is that if you're primarily redeeming for economy class tickets and you're not really loyal to one airline, you're probably better off with one of these fixed return travel cards, because you know what you're getting back and you just have a lot more flexibility with it.
So one thing you said, Patrick, and I just want to go back to it for a second, is you mentioned paying the taxes with your points, and you factored that in when you evaluated the reward chart travel card. That brought the value down. And as you said, you couldn't get close to 2% as a result. Would you go so far as to say that it just doesn't make sense to apply your points to pay taxes and fees given that exchange rate?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's up to you if you want to spend the cash or rather save the money. I mean, you know, we've always said any redemption is good, but there's a lot of us who do want to maximize that value, and there's some that don't. There's some people who love that Avion card and will redeem the points against the taxes and fees and use it that way and have been happy with it. And we're just trying to show that, you know, there's potential out there for you to get more value out of it. Is there any harm in redeeming points for taxes and fees? No, but, you know, if you're looking at some of these flights, say like to, especially Europe, where some of the taxes and fees can be quite high, are you better off paying that cash or redeeming for a different route and then using your points for a different redemption where you get better value? So that's the other thing. You know, you don't want to be spending 65,000 points for a flight to Europe with your Avion card and then spending another 54,000 to cover the taxes and fees when you can almost get a whole other flight for that. So those are things you would kind of want to take into account.
Yeah, and certainly the taxes and fees continue to be a pain point for those people that do use their points for travel. All right, well, of course, the full details of this particular case study can be found on the website for those that want to look at it in more depth. Definitely check it out there. Before moving on, let's shift gears and look at another feature that you've done, and it's part of the Rewards Canada Ultimate Credit Card Portfolio Series, and this time we're looking at the British Airways Executive Club Avios program. And why don't you talk a little bit about what's in this portfolio?
All right. So the British Airways Executive Club credit card portfolio, well, the ultimate one, consists of three cards like we always do, one Amex, one Visa, one MasterCard. So on the American Express card, it's our number one card that we rank for Canada, the American Express Gold Rewards card. the Visas, the RBC Visa Infinite Avion. And on the MasterCard side, we throw in the MBNA Rewards World Elite MasterCard. Now, there is not a MasterCard in Canada where you can earn or convert to British Airways Executive Club. So we threw in the cash, this kind of cash back travel points card. And we'll get into that more. Now, a lot of you may not think of using British Airways Executive Club, but for a lot of the more travel hackers or the really, I guess, educated points and miles users, British Airways is an extremely strong program. And it's not just for traveling to Britain. It's for redeeming on even shorter haul flights within North America, because they're partnered with Alaska Airlines, they're partnered with American Airlines, and you can get some really good redemptions by redeeming on those airlines. So that's why we thought it was ideal to do this Ultimate British Airways Executive Club credit card wallet, because there are some of you who will find great value in being an Executive Club member and trying to maximize your earn on your spending with credit cards. So the Amex Gold Rewards card's in there because it earns 2 points per dollar on gas, grocery, drugstore, and travel purchases, where that equates to 2 Avios. Avios is the British Airways currency. The RBC Visa Infinite Avion is in there as well because you can convert RBC reward points to British Airways 1-to-1. However, twice a year they run bonuses, typically between 30 and 50%. So you're boosting your Avios earning there to 1.3 to 1.5%. So all of these combined, you can rack up a lot of Avios for British Airways. You can use it to redeem on American Airlines, as we said, on Alaska Airlines, Cathay Pacific. That's a popular one too, is their fifth freedom right between Vancouver and New York. Cathay Pacific flies one of their internationally configured planes between Vancouver and New York, and you can redeem for it. So a lot of people get their first class experience by redeeming for that flight right there. So there's a lot of options for you that you can look at with the British Airways Executive Club, and you know, rack up your earning with those two cards. And then we throw in the MBNA Rewards World Elite MasterCard, because like I said, there's no MasterCard that earns Avios, but this one you can redeem points against taxes and fees that when you redeem for an Avios ticket via British Airways Executive Club, you're going to pay some taxes and fees, put those on the MBNA Rewards card, and use those points against that charge to make your travel totally free. So quickly, that's the British Airways Executive Club Ultimate Portfolio that you should look at if this is a program you're using.
And a reminder that all of the Ultimate Card portfolios can be found on the website at rewardscanada.ca. And that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be taking a summer break from the podcast and hope to get it back up and running in the fall. In the meantime, be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca, where you'll find links to all of our bonus offers, industry news, and travel reward credit card rankings. Until then, happy collecting and enjoy your summer.